Blog Talk Radio.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Well, if I want to shave it close, or I want to rock locks, that'll take a bit away from the soul that I got. A little girl with the press in her. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey,
I am not my hair. I am not your skin, I am not your expectations, no, no. I am not my hair,
I am not your skin, I am the soul that lives within.
What's she do to her hair?
Oh, no, that's
crazy. I like it. I might do that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves.
No.
Bad hair means you look like a slave.
No.
At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be.
You can turn it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey.
If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations, no.
The way I wear my hair makes me a better person. There's the way I wear my hair makes me a better friend. There's the way I wear my hair determines my integrity. I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations.
No.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Friday evening, because I certainly am. I think it's raining outside. I'm not sure, but if it is, it's all good, because we do need a relief from the heat. It's been hotter than I don't know what here these last, well, it's been hot the whole summer, but some of them days have just been hotter than others, and I'm dealing with the heat the best that I can, because the heat actually literally makes me sick, but I still love it, you know, because God created it, and that's it. Okay, hope everybody got everything done that they need to get done this week, that perhaps you needed to get the car washed or go to the cleaners or, you know, whatever you had to do, hope you got it done. I got a lot of things that I got done and a lot more things that I got to get done, but I'm going to get them done. I really am. And I'd like to bring in my co-host at this particular time before I tell you the topic of the show, even though you may know it. But I'm going to bring in my co-host, Rhea.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How's your weekend going so far?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. I'm kind of floating on elation right now. I finally talked to somebody who I've been talking to for like almost 3 years to try to make I crochet. And I've been talking to her. She does Afghans a lot, baby blankets. And I've been trying to talk her into just trying to do a sweater. And she finally did it, and she did it yesterday. And it was after working together for about, I think it was like an hour and 10 minutes, over half the sweater was done. And the look on her face and the excitement and the elation in her just reinforced everything all over again. It was like, I said, I told you could do it, because she never thought she could do it. That's why she never did it. So I'm floating anyway.
See, people never know what they can do until they at least give it a try. You have to at least try. Never say you can't, because you don't know until you try. I've tried to do things that, well, I am doing things now that I thought I never could do, but just surprisingly, I'm finding that I can. So can't has been removed from my vocabulary.
Well, she went home last night, and she finished that sweater with the exception of one sleeve, because she ran out of thread. And she completed a second one during the day today and is already working on a third one. And I just looked at her. I said,
she is ecstatic.
She's bouncing off the walls, and she's beaming because she's like, I made this sweater. I told you you could do it, you know, and she just sat there because she thought it was so hard. And so it's like right now I'm kind of, it's like, okay, it's rubbed off, and I'm kind of proud, and I'm kind of this, that, and the other. So right now I'm kind of floating.
Right, well, you'd be surprised at things that people can pick up if only they would try. You know, all it does is take a try, because you never know until you try. You know, so I want to say this to the listeners out there. If the word can't is in your vocabulary, delete it. Because if it's anything that you want to do, at least try to do it. You know, because you'd be surprised. I started my publishing company not knowing, you know, what was next, this, that. But I started it on faith and prayer. And it's working out. It's really working out. I really thought that, you know, it wasn't going to be me. I was going to stop, this and that, give up. But no, I'm so more encouraged now than when I started it than I ever been. You know, so I know it's going to be one of the top publishing companies in a few years. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah. So congratulations. Yeah. So tonight's topic, are you ready for that? I'm telling you, why is it that black women, in particularly, are so caught up on their hair, not wanting to get it wet, getting these different things done to it, you know, just destroying the natural beauty of our hair? And you know, the thing of it is how they chopped on Gabby Douglas, the gymnast. What difference did it make how her hair looked? She's jumping off of bars, doing flips and dips and all this and that. What they wanted to have her hair done up in a bouffant or tracks down her back? I mean, you know, that wasn't the issue. The issue was that this young lady was the first black American to win a gold medal in gymnastics. What does her hair have to do with that? You know, and I read on a blog somewhere where it says that black women are, I think it said, I want to paraphrase this because I had it written down, but I don't have the paper in front of me. It said some black women didn't want to compete in different categories, especially the swim team, because they was afraid of getting their hair wet. Don't you wash your hair? Come on, what's the big deal? I mean, I remember I had hang-ups about my hair, but after I got rid of the perms, got rid of this, got rid of that, started growing my own natural hair and seeing how beautiful it was. I just wish that every black woman would embrace her own hair and deal with it. But for some reason, you know, we're brainwashed into thinking that long hair that belongs to somebody else, that you go to the beauty parlor and get glued in, sewn in, waxed in your head, is beautiful. But what about when it comes out? What about when you have to go back to the hairdresser every week and get it done? And you're spending all this money on your hair, on somebody else's hair, excuse me, so you can look good. I mean, that's the truth. That's the truth, because I did the same thing. I've been there, done that. And I've been locking my hair for at least 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And if I had known this, 62, if I had known this over 50-some years ago, I would have locked my hair. I would have been wearing my hair natural. The very first time I got a perm in my hair was, I think I was 14 or 15, when I was in the boarding school that I was in, because it was like, it was a white school and it had maybe about 9 black girls in there. And somehow, I don't know where that perm came from, but a girl that put a perm in her hair was so soft and shiny and shaken, and the kinks were out of it and this and that. So I said, oh, wow. So that's when I put the first perm in my hair. And I've been, you know, perming it here and there, doing this and that, cornrows. I mean, just messing my hair follicles up, you know, just killing my hair. But when I found out, later on down the line, which was years and years later, that all those chemicals was not only doing damage to my hair, but chemicals can actually do damage to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
But women, they flock to these hairdressers and get all these things done to their head. And, you know, it looks good, true. It looks good, but it's not you.
Yep.
So my thing is, this young girl, everybody's talking about her hair, this, and her hair should have looked better than that. But wait a minute, I read on there, she said something about while she's out getting gold medals, some of these young girls sitting up in the shop getting gold streaks in their hair. And what does that prove? This girl is going to be a million. I guess she's already a millionaire because she's got these endorsements and money she's going to get. She's laughing all the way to the bank. If her hair looked like a bowl of yacht, it does not matter, because she's doing something with her life, and it obviously is not that important to her for her hair to be done up, fried, dyed, and laid to the side, to jump over some boards, jumping all up in the air, doing splits, doing this and doing that. Her hair had nothing to do with it. And I can't understand why you women attacked that young girl like that because of her hair. I mean, did you see what she was doing? The dips and this and that. That was amazing. And she's the first she's the first Nubian to win a gold medal. We should be proud of that. You know, but people, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it when I was reading those posts, all the things people had to say about that girl's hair. And then I saw on the internet where she had her hair done up. And I think she's from the Dominican Republic, is she?
I'm not clear on that.
I thought I read somewhere where she was from the Dominican Republic. And if this was her hair, I'm not sure if this was her hair or if it was not her hair, but I'm not mad at her if it wasn't her hair, but it looked really beautiful on her. But that's not the topic we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the topic of how her hair looked when she was doing, you know, on the, doing all her jumping and twirling and flipping and dipping, you know.
Well,
that's
her mom
the topic.
Said that, you know, they relaxed and grew her hair out. First of all, the article that I read that said that was supposedly her mom. Mm-hmm. Without saying the words, it made it clear that as she was coming up, her hair was an object of discussion. Was an object of discussion.
Oh, okay.
I got a feeling that the reason it was an object of discussion because she was surrounded by a bunch of little white girls.
Right.
And she did exactly. She because in that particular arena there's not a lot of us. And so it was an object of discussion. So they relaxed it and grew it out. No matter how you look at it, you're looking at somebody who, especially leading up to the Olympics, was spending 10, 12, 14, 15 hours a day doing those bars and things like that. Excuse me. What the hell did you expect? You know,
right.
Then she out here on this floor in front of millions upon millions of people.
Right.
And she's performing, and it's like, wow, really? You don't expect her to sweat? I mean, anybody, black women sweat their hair. If you have it in any form, whether it's pressed or relaxed, it's going to change the setup of their hair when you start sweating. And
right.
Sweating is a natural body thing. I don't get it. That was so sad to me. And it angered me to the core of my being because Gabby saw those messages 2 days before she finished performing. She saw them that night. Those last 2 days of her performance were... You wouldn't even thought you were watching the same person that was performing earlier that week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a possibility that those things had an effect on her.
You know,
it's like because it weighs on your self-esteem. It weighs on
right.
It weighs on that. And it's like, are you serious? And these are basically grown-ass women doing this now.
Yep.
These weren't little mean girls. In most cases,
right.
It's really, really horrible. I remember when we had the show a while ago, and we were talking about the artificial things that females do to themselves. Because we weren't just talking about women; we were also talking about girls. And I made a statement then, and I stand by that statement, and it's true in the same instance. They do things to themselves, and they don't learn to love and accept themselves as they are, you know, the real them. And when you take that artificial stuff off, guess what? You still got to learn how to love you.
Right.
And accept you for everything that you are, your flaws and this, that, and the other. That's why people can sit up and talk about somebody and talk about something that is so unnecessary, uncalled for, and that don't mean a damn thing in compared to what this young 16-year-old female has accomplished. Really?
Mm-hmm.
No ends. I was sitting there and I could just, it's like, it's shameful.
Yes, it is.
It's shameful. It really is.
And then the fact that matter, like you had mentioned, these are grown women.
These are grown women.
Where's the compassion? Where's the welcome? And where's the gratitude for her being the first black woman, young girl,
exactly.
to receive a gold medal
exactly.
in the Olympics? You know, they should have been sending flowers and congratulations and you're beautiful, you know, things like that to this young girl because I know she wasn't thinking about her hair. All she was thinking about is concentrating on doing what she had to do to win those medals. And I'm quite sure that she practiced endlessly days and days and
exactly.
days and months before she even came to the Olympics. you know, the hours and the time she put in it, and all she's going to hear about it is her hair. You know,
and the thing was, because when they started talking about the ponytail, I did look at it. I'm like, she did her ponytail the same way those other ones' ponytail were. They all had, they didn't have that bun. They had that ponytail that was clipped with the ends frayed. All of them had it the same way. I could not believe that.
That's just crazy. It's just crazy, you know. And black women who think because they put these tracks in their hair and put this these things in their hair that it's making them beautiful. But like you said, when they take it off, they still got to learn to love themselves. Just
exactly.
Like who, Naomi Campbell. Have you seen her? They had a picture
girl,
of her on the internet
that
where.
Horrible?
Yes, that's a trip from wearing tracks.
Let me tell you what really turned me off regarding weave. When I was in high school, that was the first time, I'm just shy of 50. When I was in high school, so we're looking at 32 years ago almost. When I was in high school, the first time I saw weave, a teacher had it. And I didn't know it was weave, okay?
Right.
I'm not good like that. If the hair looks good, it looks good. I'm not, you know, I know it's weave when I see the tracks and when I see the lumps and the bumps and when I see the different textures and when I see the unevenness. Well, anyway, this woman,
right.
She had weave in her hair. And one of the things I used to notice was the amount of hair that shed it. And, they, you know, then people started talking about it. And I think that's when weave was becoming popular or whatever the process was. Fast forward years later, when I was having my children, I had two sisters who wore weave. And they would do that curly weave. They would braid, you know, braid it in their hair and then put the curls on the end of it. And that was basically how they wore theirs. And I just used to look at the trouble they went through. But Tyra Banks, that if I ever thought about getting weave in my head, she made me change my total mind. With the money that broad made, there is no way her damn head should have been looking like it was looking. This woman is a supermodel, and you're looking at her hair. How can I see? Why can I tell that she got weave in her hair? Why do I see where her hair ends and where the weave begins? And this, that, and the other. And she makes all this money, and she's a supermodel. Got makeup people from everywhere and everything. You going to tell me nobody could fix that woman's hair right? You know, then I look at Toni Braxton, and then I look at Halle Berry when she first started wearing it. You couldn't tell that those weaves in their hair. And I sat back and I looked at that. I said, if you're going to wear it and you can't wear it where it looks right, don't wear it. That just turned me completely off. But then when that craze started, it's like everything you see, just like nowadays, you walk down the street, you go to the clinic, you go to places that there are a bunch of children at, and if you look at 10 kids, over half of them got weave in their hair. Why?
Yeah. I've been noticing that too. They're getting younger and younger. Weaves in their hair with these extensions in their hair. They're not even giving their hair a chance to grow.
And
you know,
then you're looking at their hairline.
Just messing it up. By the time
they
get of age, their hair's going to be falling out.
Now, you look at all that money and everything that Naomi Campbell makes. And if anything else, you would think that she. When she started seeing her hair falling out or whatever the case may be, or this and the other, she would have did one or two things. She would have started braiding that hair and just wearing wigs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or she would have started getting some kind of treatments on this, that, and the other. The way her hair is now, it's like she probably has done so much damage to those hair follicles that hair probably is never going to grow back.
Yep. It sure don't look like it.
And that's horrible. Oh, Lord. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious.
I was really shocked. I said, oh no, Miss Naomi, throw the telephones at her maid. Don't look like that.
Wait a minute. Miss Hissy Fit having David, please.
What's up, my sister? Oh, she mad at the world. I see why she mad.
Yep. And then you notice most of the black entertainers in Hollywood have tracks in their hair. Because that's the way that Hollywood wants them to look. But you know somebody who I am so proud of and so glad that she didn't go Hollywood is Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
She's always had the locks in her hair. And when she was in a few movies, they put wigs on her. But she's always had those locks in her hair. And she's never been extensive on the makeup and, you know, just trying to see what Hollywood wants the black woman is to emulate the white woman. He wants the black woman to look like the white woman had this long, flowing hair. Now, not to say that there aren't some black women who don't have long, beautiful, flowing hair of their own. But the ones who don't, they want them to have the same thing. So if you don't, guess what? You will not be a Hollywood star unless you want, and not unless you are dressed up like them, having your hair look like them, acting like them. You know, it's a shame.
I agree.
And I think that women who sell out, like, look at Beyonce. All of them, Beyonce, who else? All of them, for real, because I can't really see any one of them. Well, now, what's her name? What's the chick's name? Vanessa Williams.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she's wearing tracks now, but at one point she did have some beautiful hair when
she said she's always worn them. She said that her hair is thin, and like the back of her hair, she wears it to pull her hair out, to puff her hair up. Her hair is, I guess, more finer, you know, more thinner. So, like, when she does her updos and things like that, she doesn't need it. But when she wears her hair down, she says she puts in hair to make her hair fuller.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just so appalled at how they did Gabby, you know. And she's 16, you know, a young girl. She has her whole life ahead of her, whether she chooses to wear tracks in her head, a wig or whatever. Let her make that decision. You know, they shouldn't badger her and talk about her until she just makes her self-esteem go so low that she can sit on a dime and swing her legs. You know, leave that girl alone.
I know. That was one of the most disgraceful public moments that I've seen
a long
time. As a black person, you know, people sit back and they say certain things, okay, and this, that, and the other. And sometimes we do more damage to our own images and our own, whether these damn saggy-ass pants, because you know what? And now they get so bad that they wear, they have the underwear, they have the jogging pants, and then they have the jeans. So they have layers of sagginess. You know, are you serious? You know, but anyway, a worldwide moment that was just like, you know, that Rocky going off in the air that everybody can see no matter where you were at. And people were sitting back looking and like, that's a damn shame of them. And you know the sad part about it? They're going to automatically say black women did. They're not going to say some. They're not going to say a few. They're going to say black women did. And so they lump us all in that one damn puff, because you know, and it's like, really, that's the one thing you all can talk about. You try slipping on those bars and doing what she did, and see how your damn hair will look.
Yeah, get on there with a hairdo on it. Yeah, right.
Basically.
You know, isn't that? Yeah, and then I'm just saying that's the only thing they can say. Nobody, none of them, congratulations. You did a good job. We love you for representing.
Oh,
what
look,
all that at?
Look at her hair. She's supposed to be out there representing. Hell, she is out there representing.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of them get on them bars.
I was like, wow. Because I was really undone. And at first I thought, I'm like, you know, I'm silly when it comes to certain things because I don't want to believe certain things. So I said, that got to be a hoax. That's got to be somebody planting that. Then I actually went and started reading them, and my face started falling. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yep.
I could not believe it. I could not believe it. There's a video going around now. I know because I shared it with some people today. There's a young lady who, to me, is more like spoken word. I sometimes get spoken word and poetry mixed up because people call certain things poetry that's not poetry to me. It's more spoken word or whatever. But she's doing this little piece about, I'll make sure I share it, send it to you. She's doing this little piece about why black women attack Gabby about her hair, and it's extremely positive, and coming from a young girl, it's like, okay, that, you know, like she said, because of what Gabby did, you got little girls out here now talking about, I want to do gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that you better believe, watch what happens when you get that black swimmer out here, and that black female out here. Then you're going to see some of these pools saturated with little black girls. And, you know, it's like, really? And she was talking, she did a very positive piece in regard to that, basically saying that was not even important, that was unnecessary or uncalled for. And she hit it right on point.
Yeah?
Right on point.
It was definitely unnecessary and uncalled for to talk about somebody's hair.
And it's sad. It's really sad.
Especially at what she was doing. I could understand maybe if she was going on a job interview, and then her hair still looked like she could have went on a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just to talk about that girl's hair, and not to say, even after they talked about her hair, they still didn't say anything positive. Like, they could have said, well, she had a bad hair day, but she was dynamite on them bars. She had a bad hair day, but she represented. None of that was said. You know, so these women who cutting her down, I really would like to see what their hair looks like. I really would like to see them get on some of them bars.
I want to see them get on them bars and stay up there without falling.
Yeah, they would never do that. Challenge them to get on them bars and see what they got to say about that. I bet they won't have anything to say.
Then when you will watch her, it's like literally you will see this young lady flying through the air. It's like, look at her and the way she moved. And then when you will see her in her stances, and they would catch those shots of her. This girl is like pure muscle. Do you know how much work she did to build her body, to condition her body to this, that, and the other? That hair is not important. And when her mother said that, I knew that they grew. She said, "Well, we grew her hair out so she could have a ponytail like everybody else." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, you got the people out there that's hating and, you know, just, like I said, it really disturbed me to even know that black women felt that way. That was really very disturbing. And callers, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Again, that number is 646-652-2877. 652-2877. And tonight's topic is Gabby Douglas, the gymnastic who hair was talked about. What's hair got to do with it? So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number again is 646-652-2877. So, Rhea, if that was your daughter and you heard all these complaints about her hair and, you know, somebody was sending her this and your daughter came to you and said, Mom, what should I do? What would you suggest your daughter do?
First of all, I'm honoring, and they wouldn't have probably gotten, they wouldn't have gotten a reaction out of me. Knowing me, they probably would have got one of them looks, you know, are you serious looks, and no comments. And if she came to me asking me about it, I would look her dead in her face and tell her, you do exactly what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you set out to achieve a you set out to achieve something, and you went beyond achieving it. She will forever be in the history books of the U.S. of A. Do you understand? I mean, these people's minds are so small that they can look at that, and they not even looking at the big picture of what this young lady just did. Now, on the other side of that, and I'm hoping it's not true, because, you know, you can't read half of what, you can't believe half, you can't believe 75% of what you read in articles and stuff like that, because the media slice things the way they want to. They're supposed to be battling now for her money.
Who?
Her parents.
What?
Yeah. Because, and it's like, so, on top of all this, if that comes out to be true, she'll be in the news again and be abroad. And all I can sit there and say is her self-esteem has to take a blow. When you're, for her to achieve what she achieved and then to turn around, knowing she done achieved this, and to read articles of people saying, of her people, you know, and grown women at that, I keep pointing that out because that's the part that kind of really kind of digs that knife in for me. Because we know kids can be cruel, and teenagers can be mean as hell. You know, mean girls and this, that, and the other. And even though I don't believe it, I'm doing a double standard thing when I say this. But, you know, they're young. They don't know better, okay? But these women should know better because they're grown. They're good and grown, you know. But anyway, for her to you know, it's like I just became the first female African-American all-around gold winner in gymnastics ever, period.
Right.
And that's what you read about. Because that's what captivated the news. That's what was on everybody's tongue. Kelly's still talking about it. They're talking about it and saying, they're talking about her hair, but now she has 100 million, I mean, what is it? 100, whatever that 100, millions of dollars in endorsements coming her way. I think I said the right number when I said it. Millions of dollars.
I think 100 million, I think that's what I had read.
Yeah, and they're talking about her hair. You know, but her hair is still leading the conversation. You know, and that's sad because that's where that's going to remain. Anytime they talk about her, that hair issue is definitely going to come up. Mark my words, and that's sad.
Yes, it is. It's really sad, and you know, for women to let their hair lead the way, that's sad too. You know, because I've seen women with bald heads and look beautiful.
Oh,
I've seen women with hair nappier than a sheep's tail and look beautiful. I've seen women with short hair look beautiful. Long hair look beautiful, as long as it was their own hair. You see what I'm saying? Opposed to wearing Indian hair in your head and Chinese hair in your head and, you know, like you said, when you take it off, you still have to learn to love yourself. If you put hair in your head to make you love yourself, something's wrong with that picture. Because I'm going to love me regardless. If my hair was bald and if I was the ugliest thing on earth and was so messed up, I'm still going to love me for me. Because at the end of the day.
It. Some of them don't know them. You know, and you got grown women out here. The pumping stance and all the sprucing up and this and the other is what they know. And if they took all that away, I prime example. I know of a lady. Her husband has never seen her without makeup.
Mm. Wow.
She literally wakes up. Because she sleeps in her makeup.
Mm.
And she wakes up and washes her face and reapplies her makeup like 3 hours before he gets up for work.
Mm. Wow.
He has never seen her without makeup. And to make sure that he does not mess up her makeup, has caused them issues, especially at times when they were being intimate. And when he just walked up and wanted a kiss, because, you know, you can't pick up my lipstick, I'm getting ready to walk out the door.
Oh,
now,
goodness.
But he's never seen his wife without makeup.
Oh, wow, that's sad.
That is horrible. That is like, okay, you know, the things you do, all of us, this is one of those times when I'm going to use everybody. Because I rarely use all, everybody. Those words,
right.
Because there's always exception to the rule. But
right.
Just about everybody, it's hard for me to say everybody, have something about them that they don't like. That's why they say you look at yourself and you play up those parts that you do like.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? But you still accept
right.
it all. You know?
Right.
But you enhance those things. Like if you got these big, pretty eyes, then when people look at your face, you want those big, pretty eyes to be what calls their attention in. You know, what draws them in, or this, that, and the other. So you do things that play up what you know, like, what are your better features, so to speak. But you can't always remake yourself. You have some
right.
women that wear, yes, they do, the makeup, and not just small makeup. They really, as they say, they put their face on. They
right.
They use weaver wigs, they use false nails, they use false eyelashes. They use the high heels. Everything about them is made up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what part of you is you?
Right. And the first thing they say is they want a real man. But
exactly.
They're all made up. You know,
and then
there's nothing wrong with that. But when you get so to the point where...
No.
You're getting your mascara tattooed on, getting this tattooed on, lipstick tattooed on. Something's wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with you because obviously you're not really in tune with yourself or loving yourself that where you think you have to have this makeup on 24/7. You know,
but
there's something wrong.
But plastic surgery to remake themselves. Hell, prime example, look at Lakim. Where's
oh my goodness, that's
a little woman that I saw years ago.
She looks a hot mess. She
like,
don't even look
serious?
Like Lil Kim.
I was like,
she
oh
looks
my
a mess.
Goodness. I just told
and I don't know
her,
who told her
like,
she needed to get
her.
Surgery, but whoever told her should be kicked in the butt because that girl,
Mommy.
She did not. She looks a mess. I don't know what she looks like. But I do know she looks a mess.
Yeah. Honey, I just, you know, the same topic we're talking about is the reason why you got women out here letting somebody inject some damn cement. And
yep.
That, whatever, that tire compound stuff is they're using, and then it's filling the holes up with glue. Are you serious?
To give
you a butt.
Yeah.
Really?
One girl had lost her. She lost her legs and her arms when she got injected with, I think it was cement, Fix-A-Flat, and some other type of ingredient. And it caused her body to, it poisoned her blood some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to amputate both of her arms up to the elbows and her legs up to the knees just so she can get a butt.
No.
I mean, what's wrong with wearing pads? Why are you going to go to that extreme? Not unless it's go to a real doctor. But you're going to go to, they had these parties where you can go get Botox injections, get butt injections, breast injections, and you end up getting poisoned or either killed. All on the, on the thing of trying to be beautiful. And there's nothing wrong with that, but just don't go to the extreme. You know, it's nothing wrong with putting on a little mascara now and then, especially when you're going out. You want to look good, you know, but some women go to the extreme and they make themselves so heinous looking. I mean, just ugly. They had this woman, she had so many surgeries, she looked like a, this white woman, she looked like a cat or something.
Cat.
I don't know what happened to her.
The woman out of New York?
Seen her?
Yeah.
You seen her? She looked a hot mess.
Lil' Kim looked, especially around her, from her nose and her cheeks, and she looks somewhat like that.
She does. She certainly does.
She must know
that lady or something, but that was, I don't know who told her. These doctors giving these people these, why can't a doctor just say to a patient, I'm not going to do that? But I guess they'll go to another one. But, you know, they need to, it's somewhere where you have to draw the line. Somebody coming in your office was beautiful. Now you're looking at them, they're looking like a cat or a dog. What else can you do to them? Euthanize them. Because, number one, nothing you can do to make them look any better. And Lil' Kim, I don't know what they can do for her.
Girl.
It's nothing. She
looks
a hot mess.
Because when they showed her at a recent concert from the back, you could clearly see through her netted pantyhose lumpiness and bruises on her backside. And I'm sitting there looking at that, and all I'm saying about, because, like, one of the women, the one who just did the book, I can't think of the name of it right now, she was saying how she didn't start off trying to get a butt that big. She said after she had, like, 5 injections, she had lumps. She was uneven. So then they would inject her some more to even her out. But it's like when you inject it, it goes one place, I guess, but when it settles, it could be something anywhere, so you had to keep to fix what was happening before. And when you look at that woman now, she looks ridiculous because the legs and the thighs don't fit all that rump that she has
big
right
butt
there.
Nose hip. She looks a hot. You talking about the one who was giving those, the one that's been giving those injections out? Her. She used to be the one who used to. And
the one that was the trans, oh my goodness.
Right, transgender. She looks a hot mess.
He looks whatever. It's like, are you serious? Don't you see that the top of that body don't go with the bottom of that body?
That's what they wanted. That's what you're getting Cracker Jacks, you know.
And it's like,
I mean, it's a shame what women would do for beauty. You know,
it
I
makes
used
you
to,
wonder what, after you've done that, and because when you get to the point that they're at, you look kind of gross. And so you get the attention, but it's negative because people talk about
it. Yeah. Yes, they
you know,
are.
How do you feel then? Because you can't turn around and just correct that.
And I wonder what's going through Lil' Kim's mind when she look at herself.
Girl.
I would be so mad if I looked in the mirror and saw a whole complete different person than from what I used to look like. I mean, I can understand if somebody wanted to get their nose straightened out or get their eyelids lifted or get the puffiness from around the eyes, stuff like that. But to get your whole face changed up until you have no recognition of what you used to look like, you're an entire different person. You don't even know yourself when you look in the mirror.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's scary. That is really scary. I wouldn't change anything about my looks at all because I'm so beautiful.
It's just wow.
You know, I mean, I'm saying that because that's how I feel about myself. Now, other people might not see that about me, but I feel that I am beautiful, you know, not only on the outside but on the inside too. So
but
I really have to put that out there.
From the inside, it was counts more anyway. Because
right.
Anybody that have lived a good length of time knows now beauty fades. That outside's going to change.
Yes, it does.
You know, just
yes,
like people hate getting old. They doing all this to stop themselves from getting old. Hell, in this life, we should celebrate being able to live that long. You know,
that's true,
I mean,
honey, because a lot of my friends are either dead or so sick until they're close to it.
Exactly.
And I'm 62,
exactly.
And I am so proud, pleased, and happy that God allowed me to live this long. So you know what? I really don't care. You know, as long as I can get up in the morning, I wake up in the morning and do what I got to do. Sometimes my body be aching and paining, but
mm-hmm.
I ain't in no wheelchair. I don't have no illnesses. I am overweight. I really admit that, but I don't have the illnesses that go along with it. I do suffer from sleep apnea, but I'm dealing with that. And, you know, I'm just so grateful and thankful that I am still living. I am still able to take care of myself. I'm able to, you know, do the things that I have been doing, you know, all my life, because I still can walk, talk, sing, dance, do whatever, but it's not like when I was in my 20s, but I still can
exactly.
do those things, you know. And like I said, I have friends who are dead and are still dying. Some of my friends, I went to so many funerals last year till it wasn't funny. It was not funny. Every time I turned around, somebody, well, you know, so-and-so died. Well, what happened? They had high blood pressure. So-and-so died. They had cancer. They had this, that, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just so grateful and thankful that I don't have all those illnesses that I could
mm-hmm.
have associated with me being overweight. I don't have high cholesterol. I don't have sugar. I don't have high blood pressure. You know, all those things that come along with a person being overweight. But I do suffer from sleep apnea, which is attributed to my being overweight. But I am working on that as well as working on my weight because I don't want to have to be dependent of medications to get me through the day. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like some of my friends, they suffer from high blood pressure and all these different ailments. But I'm just grateful and thankful that I'm still here and I'm still able to do the things that I can do, and I hope I'll be here for another 100 years and still be able to do the things that I'm doing today. I might do them a little slower, but
exactly.
You know, the point of the matter is that I can do them. You know,
exactly.
So, you know, it. You know, people ought to be grateful and thankful for the journey that they've taken thus far, because so many of our youths are being killed and dying, and you know, just going through all these emotional changes. And I think we need to embrace each other and care about each other more, and love each other more, and respect each other more. You know, and give Gabby her accolades, you know.
Exactly.
Send her a card or put something on your post or, you know, because talking about her hair, that's just crazy. And we're down to 6 minutes, 5 minutes. I have a few announcements I want to make before we close out the show. As you all know, Wednesday, the 22nd of August, Rhea and I are starting our addition to the show, Bringing Sexy Back. So if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like us to talk about on the show, inbox me, or even you can send me an email at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com.
And you also, if you're on the other side in Chicago or whatever, give me your email address, Rhea, so they can, maybe they would like to send you an email and tell you what they'd like to talk about on the show as well.
Well, my first name without the space is R-H-E-A-A-L-E-X-I-S at yahoo.com. And I'm
okay.
Accessible on Facebook very readily because you're not going to find too many, heck, I done found quite a few now. You're not going to find real Lex out there. Because I got four friends as Rhea's now.
Right. I too am on Facebook. That's facebook.com/delicious. facebook.com/GailDeliciousJohnson. I also have a fan page, which is JJ Publishing. Please go over and join my fan page and leave comments or whatever. And I also have my website set up, JJ Publishing. I am a publisher now, so if you have a manuscript out there, you want me to look it over, or you'd like to come be a client of mine, just send me an email at that email address, or you can send it to info@jjpublishing.com. That's info@jjpublishing.com. So I think that's about all the announcements. All the announcements that I'm going to make. Do you have any announcements, Rhea, you want to put out there?
No. No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, starting this February. February. Did you hear me say February? What's happening in February? I'm so crazy.
I'm kind of associated with Valentine's Day. Okay, I'm just trying to make a correlation.
Well, I meant to say in August, this month, as a matter of fact, and that show airs at 10:30 every Wednesday. The first show is going to air Wednesday, the 22nd at 10:30, and it's Bringing Sexy Back. And like I said, if you have any questions or comments or any, if you have a show that you would like for us to talk about any particular topic, because it's basically going to be everything from A to Z that has to do with a sexual nature. Not necessarily we're going to be talking about just intercourse or anything like that, but basically everything that has to do with a sexual nature, as far as we'll be talking about the vagina, the penis, orgasms, just about everything. So if you have anything that you want to us to discuss, there's no holds barred, but we won't be talking about children or bestiality and, you know, things of that nature. But anything else that's a tribute to a sexual content, we will be discussing that. And I think that's about it. And like I said, if you have a manuscript out there you want me to look over, and if you want to become a client of mine, send me the information to JJ Publishing. Send it to GJ Delicious Talk. No, I'm sorry. I'm getting sleepy or something. Anyway, you can send it to jjpublishing.com. There's a place where you can submit a manuscript. And Facebook. And like I said, next week's show, it's going to be open topic. So next week we'll be talking about anything that the listening audience would like to talk about. So get your little subjects together, your little topics, anything. That's the next week's show on the 24th, next Friday. And everybody, have a beautiful weekend. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. Get your worship on. And see you guys next week. Thanks, Rhea. You have a beautiful weekend as well, hon, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Well, my song was not going to play here for a reason. Isn't that something? It won't even come on. Well, I don't know what the problem is, but
there we go.
Imagine this. All right, everybody.